But we're joined now by the MMC for Public Works at the Mfuleni Local Municipality, Beki Ntsele. Beki, good morning to you. Thank you so much for agreeing to come onto the program.
Morning, Bongane. How are you, my friend?
I'm well, Beki, but I'm also very, very bothered and very concerned. Yesterday, we received many calls from residents in your municipality, in Vereeniging, in Vanderbijl Park, in Sibukeng, in Akon Park, many of them saying that everything is in a mess down there. What's going on?
I think, yes, we do have problems around quite a number of service delivery issues at Mfuleni. We agree. But maybe the word, everything is a mess. It's a little bit of an exaggeration.
Well, people haven't had power for weeks, they say. The water leakages that are not addressed on time, they report them and they're ignored. People are talking about sewage spills that are not attended to. I mean, if you can't even guarantee power, why wouldn't I call it a mess?
Let me explain. Indeed, we agree. All those issues are true. We are not able to provide a quality service. It does not mean that we are not providing the basic services as it is required by the Constitution, but the quality thereof is true. Simply because most of our infrastructure is decayed. And the intervention that was supposed to take place by the Department of Water and Sanitation, little bit has stopped because of the dispute between the DWS and IVART, which is an implementing agent. And we were hoping that by this time around, most of the issues regarding service delivery around sanitation and provision of clean water without spillages all over would have been under control by now.
You're blaming the National Department for that, Beki? Are you blaming?
I'm not blaming.
What are you saying?
I'm admitting that there has been some problems and part of the
why? Why have there been problems? Why have there been problems?
Because we did not focus on maintaining our infrastructure. And we did not focus. Look, the Constitution and other legislative pieces of law, when it comes to service delivery, it places the municipality at the coalface of service delivery.
Exactly. Exactly. So why didn't you focus on those things?
Hence, I'm saying that... what we did not do is simply to put budget aside to maintain our infrastructure.
Why not, Beki?
No, from 1994, we did not focus on maintaining our equipment. We agree on that one.
Hold on, Beki. You've got to be able to remember that when you say things, those are not statements that are just going to fall on rocks. We need to deal with them, right? Are you saying that for 27 years, your municipality has failed to do these things? The first obvious question is, obviously, why not?
Okay, let me come in. The whole local government, not only Mfuleni, we did not focus where we were supposed to focus. As I've just said, our task is to provide basic services to our communities. But in most cases, instances, throughout South Africa, we became employment agencies whereby we employed more people than people that we required. We created billionaires in terms of service providers doing what was supposed to be done by the municipality, which means then the capacity within the municipality had to collapse because we were giving jobs like painting a stop sign to service providers. It's a fact. I'm not denying it's a fact. But we are moving away from that. We have cut down on the contractors. And we are capacitating our own people, the municipality.
Beki, does that mean you find yourselves in a situation where Mfuleni is bankrupt? Do you have any money left?
We are not liquid as we should be, but we are still able to provide services. We are still able
But you're not providing services, so tell me why. That's what I'm not getting from you. People don't have electricity for days. It comes back for a few hours. It's gone again. There's sewage in the streets. The basic services that they expect, that they demand, you talk about the Constitution. I want to know from you, why? Are you bankrupt? Do you have the money to deliver these consistently?
We do not have enough money to maintain our infrastructure. But we are going
But people
out
are paying
the
for their services. Why don't you have enough money? I don't understand why.
If you can give me a chance to respond, then you'll understand. We are, what we are doing as we speak, we are going out on the market to get some private partnership so that we can maintain our infrastructure. We are also allocating now, we want to allocate 6% as a condition from NESA to maintain our electrical equipment. In the past, it was not the case. I'm agreeing that we did not do what we're supposed to do, but we are turning it around.
Becky, you're not answering my question. I am giving you time to respond, but you have to answer my question. I'm asking you, if people are paying for those services, how can you even begin to give me the explanations that you're offering this morning?
Okay, let me also remind you one thing. Not all people are paying. You have certain people who are paying, then the majority of some people in some areas are not paying. We are still having illegal connections.
Your contention then is that the majority of Mfuleni residents don't pay for services? Is that what you're saying? Is that the reason why you're not providing them?
No, it's not the reason that we are not providing.
Then it doesn't come into the issue as far as this discussion is concerned. I'm asking you, if people are paying for those services, why aren't they getting them?
But they are getting the service. Hence, I said to you, the quality thereof is not sufficient. But they do get electricity. The resident who phoned yesterday complaining about the bent cable, because it was a bent cable. That cable has been fixed. It's only one part of Wild Rift that has not been switched on as we speak. But the vast areas where that was affected by yesterday, it's on now. So if we do provide the service, but the quality thereof, I agree, it's not sufficient.
We'll have to look at this issue in greater depth in the coming days. Bekintsele there, the MMC for Public Works at the Mfuleni local municipality. If you're a resident of that area, if you're in Funnebel Park and Vereeniging, are you satisfied? If you're in Sibukeng, Residentia, Everton, are you satisfied with those answers? It's the quality, he says, that is lacking, even though you're paying for it.